former first vice president, has moved on to become bureau chief, and replaced him with Mr. Marco Giannotti, is now serving as first vice president. And then that also created a vacancy when Marco's former spot as secretary, so we now have Giovanni Francesi on our board, also holding that position. Yes, that's very good. I'm glad you noticed that. They are both Italian, and they threatened us if we didn't put them in those positions. Something about a boat and bricks. I don't know what they meant by that, but we caved. Anyway, the Blind Merchants, once again, are very pleased to be a partner with NFBI and a lot of things that they do. We were able to provide scholarship money once again for this year's convention, some cash for door prizes. Denise has been very kind, allowed me to be on a work group with them to work with Director Smith, and I'm presuming now with the Bureau Chief. So, you know, we're very, very pleased with our partnership, and we look forward to that moving forward in the years to come. Real quickly, for those of you in the downstate area, the Merchants are once again sponsoring a Christmas party for the students of the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, along with the residents who live at the Mary Bryan home. That party will be on Wednesday, December 9th at the Northfield Inn. It's only $25. That includes dinner, a lot of entertainment. This year, Elvis is bringing his band. We also have Route 66 karaoke there. It really is a good time. The kids have a blast. They get up there and sing, the residents from Mary Bryan. So if any of you are able to attend, like I said, the cost is only $25. You can send that to Illinois Association of Blind Merchants. And if you get a hold of me, I'll give you all the information. But it really is, it's a lot of fun. We are also accepting donations because besides sponsoring the dinner and the entertainment, we also give each student and resident a $25 gift certificate to Walmart. So it gets to be kind of an expensive event, but, you know, it's well worth it to see the looks on their faces and how excited they are. It's one of the better things that we do, so we can always use any help. And then all of you in the Chicago area, we are doing the Chicago area Christmas party on Friday, December 11th, at a place you're familiar with. We will be at Exchequer this year.
Oh, wow.
That party will be $45, which includes a whole dinner buffet, a two-hour open bar. The entertainment will be Marco. He'll be singing. That's his introduction to becoming first vice president. He has to entertain the troops. Anybody that's an open party, so anybody you'd like to attend, we'd love to have you. And then real quickly to end up, and I know Susan touched on this yesterday, but the National Association of Blind Merchants is doing the Emerging Leaders Training, first ever time, in New Orleans in December. And I'm very pleased to announce that Marco Giannotti and Giovanni Francesi will both be attending that. And yes, they also threatened Nikki Gekos, just for the record. And then the last thing, and again, Susan mentioned this yesterday, was Blast will be coming to Chicago in May of 2016 up at the Lowe's Hotel in Rosemont. That's the largest vendor training event. Vendors from across the country will converge there. It'll be a 3.5-day training event. We've got some things that I can't elaborate on at this time because they're not cemented down with contracts, but it's going to be one of the better trainings that have been put on by NABM. They've really gone out of their way to secure some very exciting training, and it'll be a good time. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, Ed. And in honor of your report, I would like Marco to draw a door prize.